That was her dream and my dream. Pastors don't have places to go. So we have a gorgeous place looking over all the deer and cattle and just everything. And you can go there as a pastor and we say, pay us what you can pay us. That's the charge. And you know what? We've done that 6 years. And every single year we break even. We don't lose money every single year. You think that was God-given from my wife? I think it was. And do you think her priority was right to serve everyone else? I think it was. Dream. Write down. We wrote that down. We were a young married couple, 22. What's the dreams you have, you and your wife? My biggest dream was, I watched about four or five of our pastors have no place to live. And my biggest dream as a pastor was, I will not do that to my wife. Because I'll probably go before her, and I want her to have a place to go to. And that's why I work so hard. And I know God will take care of us. But God gave me a brain. Did I hear that right? God will take care of us, but God gave me a brain to know how to make some money and save money. Okay, enough said. Number three, carry it around with you. I want every one of you, I'd love to be teaching you a class, write down on one page, how you want your life to look when you have your funeral. I wanted to have built some churches. I wanted to have led 100,000 to Christ. I wanted to be a Bible college president, and I've done it for almost 20 years. I wanted my family to make it to heaven. I just wrote these things. They're dead. Every one of them's coming to fruition. Why? Because those five things are constantly in my mind. That's what I focus on. That's what God gave me. That's what I do. I'm not going to just die and say, here, honey, here you and the kids have a couple $100,000 from life insurance policies to go out and do what you want. I'm not doing that. Everything matters, and I take life that way. Number four, draw a circle around you and stand in that circle and pray and say, God, I'm not praying for everybody else right now. I'm praying for me to be used of you. Number five, and I learned this from John Maxwell. That's one I could talk about and I won't. John Maxwell was my mentor for 15 years. He's the number one leadership guy in the world. I'd take a week with him, and then I'd go with him 2 weeks, so 3 weeks a year, and John would pour into me. And John said to me, Mark, I want to teach you something. Find three people every year, don't have to be the same people, who can look at you and be honest with you and tell you what you need to do. And I do it. I do it. It makes a difference. Lord, take some of this and use it for your kingdom work. Last phrase I'm going to leave you with, team. Attempt to do something so big for God that if it happens, only He can get the credit. And then that's been my life motto. I've attempted to do something so big for God that if it happens, only He can get the credit. Brother Jonathan, as I read that again, agreeing with you, attempt to do something so big for God that only He can get the credit. Believe Him. Church, be with your pastor. Believe. Attempt to do something so big that only God can get the credit. That's how we need to live our lives. God bless you. Amen. Free to go or...